Yeah.
Secretary McNamara.
Yeah.
Sorry to trouble you, Mr. President.
I'm glad you did. You did an excellent job again.
Well, United States, I just wanted to say I've never heard you in better voice. I never saw an audience respond more enthusiastically. I stayed with them about 45 minutes afterwards, and I must have had 15 people come up and ask me to have a copy of your speech sent to them. So I called Bill Moyer and asked him to send it to everybody. It was just a terrific performance.
That's good. I believe that they're in pretty good shape.
Magnificent. Magnificent.
I just finished seeing your friend, and it was the damnedest experience I ever had in my life. You drink, and you've got a policeman at each gate, so you can't go out with any pretty girls, and you can't gamble or play poker. You just have to spend all night reading the intelligence reports and FBI reports. So there's no reason why you shouldn't look good. He said, well, I just wanted to come in and tell you that I'm not going to get personal in this campaign, and that I don't want to talk about anything but the issues, and there are a lot of conservatives in this country, and I can't control them, but I want to do the best I can to keep down any riots. That it just would hurt me terribly if somebody got killed because of something I said. And I said, well, here's what I said at my press conference, and I repeated it, and he said, yes, I heard you, and I thought that was right. And I thought that there's no need to say anything else. The more I talk, probably the greater danger I was taking. So I looked around and I said, here's what I'm going to say when you leave, if it's all right. I handed him one sentence of statement, said that President Johnson and Goldwater met today and agreed that they'd do anything they could to prevent trouble in the country. And he said, that's fine by me. Could I take this statement? Said, yes. He said, well, I'm going out the back way, and said, I'm going straight to my apartment. And I said, well, that's fine. So I walked out the door with him. He said, what's the name of this plane that you announced today? What about this new plane? I told him. And he said, well, I've been trying to get a ride in it. He said, I thought Kelly Johnson let me have a ride in it. Well, I don't think it'll be ready until the early part of next year. And he said, how many seats have you got in? I said, two. He said, I thought it was a three-seater. And I said, oh, I think it's two. And he said, well, I've been on the ride in that one-seater. And I said, well, you better quit riding the planes altogether. I said, I had a good pilot, and he got killed. I didn't think you were very wise flying your own plane around San Francisco. And he said, oh, no, I'm not ever going to quit flying, but said, I want to get a ride in that new plane. And I said, okay. He went on off. That's all that happened.
But I just want to say again, I've never heard you in better voice. It was a terrific performance.
Thank you, Bob.
Right on.